Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Award-winning author, renowned speaker, PhD therapist, and mood adjuster extraordinaire. Welcome to the Sandy Brewer Show.
Hi, and welcome to the Sandy Brewer Show. I'm Dr. Sandy Brewer, and I am so delighted to be here with you today and every Thursday live from 1 to 2 p.m. Pacific, 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. When you have a chance, visit me at my website, sandybrewer.com, but we can be calm with it too. While you're there, sign up for my inspirational quote of the week. It's free, it's easy, and it's even helpful. In my over 35 years as a speaker and a counselor in private practice, one of the great privileges I've had is being able to use my intuitive insights to help people get to the core, the real heart of whatever is going on in their lives. I'd today love to put those insights to work for you. The Sandy Brewer Show is an open mic format, and we are all about getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Our mics are always open. No question or subject is off limits. So give me a call, 800-930-2819. Or you can go to transformationtalkradio.com and ask a question in the instant feedback box. And because life is about giving and receiving, we have a gift for you today. The first two callers with an on-air question will receive an autographed copy of my book, Pursuit of Light. It's a compelling and an inspirational memoir that's just chock full of empowering personal tools that can help change your life today. Pursuit of Light has won three literary awards. We're very happy about that. And it's our thank you for giving us a call, 800-930-2819. And with me today on air is my partner in all things wonderful, my husband, John Brewer. Hi, John.
Here be I. I'm great. How are you doing today?
I'm good.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
It is. We're fortunate to get some of that great California sun going today. John, last week we were talking about victim and how there are some major things that happen in our life and we have the experience of victim. And even with the big guns, we have to be able to pull back and not choose victim as our ultimate reality, but work our way through it, not get stuck there. And then how it happens for all of us that whether we realize it or not, how often we major and minors, where something just grabs us and pervades our every thought, and we're just not able to pull the camera back and put it in a context that doesn't keep us in that state of total frustration and a sense of overwhelm and out of control and all of those yada, yada, yada.
That's really a hard place to be.
It's really a hard place to be. And we were talking last week at the end of our show to a great guy, Rick, from Orange County, California, and we ran out of time. So he's back on the line today, and we're going to do a progress report. Rick was really frustrated on he had a robbery in a home, and he was getting through that trauma okay, but the trauma he wasn't getting through okay was dealing with the insurance people. So, Rick, are you there?
Hi.
Yes, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for asking.
You are so welcome. So give us an update, Rick, when you were, and we understand the reason that I was so glad that we're able to do a follow up and follow through with your call today is because that place of getting so caught in the frustration of needing to deal with situations, and you have kind of an immovable force on the other side, and it's just hard to step around it and find a new entry. So I wanted to be able to present that to our listeners today and explore, one, how you're doing with it, and two, how we can all learn from it. So how are you doing with it, Rick?
You know, I still struggle with it. It's the facts, and you can tell the frustration in my voice even just starting on this subject. The problem that I have with it is the fact that, like, I don't know, maybe like most 63-year-old males, we like to control things. And I can't control them. Like, I don't know. I'm just trying to throw a little humor in there so I don't get so upset about this. But, Sandy, it's like the fact that the insurance company, there was a huge loss in this thing, you know, like up into five figures. Mm-hmm. It's like what they do is they say, well, you know, we think it's worth this amount and we're going to depreciate it this amount. And it's like for an example, right. there was a little pair of shoes that were expensive. They were like $150. They were worn once. And the insurance says, well, we're going to give you like $28 for that. And I'm just going, are you serious? We wore these things once, and I have to go out. And if I were to go out and replace them again, it's like $150. It's just the little things like that that it's like too bad.
I really do hear you, and I really have a lot of compassion for the fact that it's illogical, and it is on the other side of the phone, you've got what totally feels like and probably is an immovable object. The key for us, however, is not to go for or stand up for what we want to see happen here and move up the chain of command if we have to and see where we can get better equity for what we're talking about. That's not the most important factor. The most important factor in any situation, honey, is always to be able to metaphorically take our pulse. Am I staying centered? Am I giving away all my power to this situation? And in that moment, when we are giving away all of our power, when we're feeling completely flummoxed, when we're feeling completely frustrated with the situation, in that moment, we're giving all our power away. And when we don't have, when we do that, we lose clarity, and clarity is empowerment. So we lose the ability to think outside of that limited box that we've joined that other person in. So the hard thing to do is to go inside first. When we feel ourselves losing focus, losing what real control is. Real control isn't being able to control the other person. Real control is to be able to self-direct, to be able to say, what's my most important thing here? Do you see?
I just want to control the outcome.
Well, I'm saying to you, you can't control the outcome the way you're trying to do it, and the price you're paying is too darn high.
Do you understand? I get that. I understand that. But the thing of it is, for me, it's just that feeling of just getting like hosed, and I'm going to sit back there and I go, well, okay, you know, that's okay. You can do that to me. You can do that to me. You can do that to me. Okay, no problem.
I have a question for you, Rick. Tell me what you're doing to you.
Probably not very good, Sandy.
Exactly. So that's what I'm trying to say. When you're majoring in minors, you're taking something that is not a minor here. I get that there's a lot of money at stake and also a lot of frustration. But my dear, you are pushing it outside of you before you anchor yourself inside of you. When you start to lose focus and true control, remember, this is an absolute, and you can take this to the bank as far as I'm concerned, and certainly my whole life has taught me this, and that is, I'm only a victim if I give somebody else my mind. And when you're going to war and you get out your battering ram to match their battering ram, you have just given somebody else your mind. Not once, either today or when we talked last week, did I suggest acquiescing. I simply said, don't engage at that level because the person you're going to hurt the most is you. And when we do engage at that level, there's almost always another trigger. You know, like there has to be, I've talked on the show before about how the brain is always cross-referencing. And it's like a computer that's stuck on a spell check mission. So if we go into, if we're feeling like really hammered or really held back or really treated unfairly or really not heard and we can't self-direct, there's almost always an ancient echo inside of us that's neurologically connecting us to a much earlier time in our life experience in which we had that, we're in a situation in which we were beaten down, in which we were treated unfairly, in which we did have no power. And when the brain joins that old past into the now, we're toast. So the way that we can start to separate that is to go deeper inside of ourselves and say, wait a minute, it isn't that I'm not going to stand up for this, because I'm totally going to stand up for this, but I'm not going to, let me just put it real bluntly. One guy's in the jerk ring. You go into that ring. Now I got two guys in the jerk ring. Do you understand what I just said?
Yes.
How do you feel?
I get it. I mean, just because they have a bigger hammer doesn't no need for me to get a bigger hammer.
It's important that you don't see it as it's important that you don't see it as they have a bigger hammer. The minute you do that, you're back into whatever early pattern got established inside of you, in which the guy with the bigger hammer, let's say usually it's a father type figure, but it could be a mom, but in your case it's father. So when you do that, you go into your brain cross references with your decision that the other person has a bigger hammer, and once again you're a little guy with a big guy with a hammer, and you can't not be a victim. Do you follow what I'm saying to you? So if you go and think in terms of, I'm an equal and I'm really frustrated, but I have to get centered because in the center of the magnet is where there I am the most empowered, and then use constructive, creative ideas on how to go around this guy, how to do this. And even let's say if at the end of the day you don't win what you want or get what you want, and you look to see, am I okay anyway? Yeah. And then you look to see, well, what can I do in the future? Because there's always things you can do to make a statement. You're free to give the insurance company, if you feel that you've been wronged, a hard time. You can go all the way up to the insurance commission, the state insurance commission. There are so many things you can do, but if you see the other person is greater than you, then you're always going to be debilitated. Do you see what I'm saying?
Oh, no, yes, I understand. I understand what you're saying. And basically what it probably would take on my part would just be to pull back a little bit, get calm, take a few breaths and say, okay, this is what you're willing to do. That's fine. You go ahead and do what you need to do. And then if it's not acceptable for me, just say thank you very much. And then just say, now, just out of curiosity, could I get your supervisor's name and number?
Exactly.
And then I go, oh. And then I can say to that one, oh, can I get your supervisor's name and number? And then we just start going up the chain saying, you know what, this is unfair, it's unacceptable, and I don't, you know, it doesn't work for me.
But you're so right on this one. That's exactly what you need to do, and it's the power of choice, and you have the right to choose. Rick, can you hold on for a few minutes? I have to take a break, but we can come back and wrap this up if you've got a couple extra minutes.
Please, I do. Thank you. I'd appreciate it.
Stay tuned. You're listening to The Sandy Brewer Show.
If you are looking for a book that will inspire you, one that will help you smooth out those bumps in the road of your life, one that will give you practical tools for meeting everyday life challenges, then you'll want to get your own copy of Sandy Brewer's award-winning memoir, Pursuit of Light. It is so compelling, you won't want to put it down. Order today and get a free gift of her audio series, 6 Steps to Mastering the Art of Healing, by placing your order today at sandybrewer.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Hi, welcome back to the Sandy Brewer Show. Give us a call, 800-930-2819. We would love to hear from you. And we have those books we're just waiting to give away. Right now, we have Rick on the line, and we've been talking about how easy it is to get stuck when things seem bigger than us. Hi, Rick. Thanks for holding on.
Well, thanks, Sandy, so much. I appreciate it.
So do you understand what we were saying from the first segment, my dear? And that is that reality isn't actually based on the data. It's based on our point of view about the data. And as long as we keep having a point of view that the outside circumstance has a bigger hammer, is bigger than I am, then I have no way to get out of that box canyon. No way at all. And so it's like in the old Westerns, if I'm in a box canyon, I'm going to get dead, right? With a bad guys are going to come in and get me. So we can't let ourselves live our lives that way. The way that I know so totally that if we go to a place where an external circumstance is greater than we are, is just having lived such a rough early life that the horrible things that I experienced at the hands of my mother and my father, the healing grace came when I understood that that was only a passage through which I traveled. It is not who I am. And as I matured and as I began to understand myself and life better, I could get to choose how I wanted to frame that situation. And my choice was to frame it as a place through which I traveled and quit going to war with them in my head. And instead knowing that I'm not giving away that power anymore. I'm only a victim if I give any situation my mind, and you can't freaking have me. Do you understand?
Yes. No, and I get that. I understand that.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, honey.
It seems like because of the fact that when I go to these places, you're right. It just empowers these people to have – I just give all my power away and I don't, I feel frustrated and I feel like I'm not getting anywhere, but actually if I went probably the other way, I would get a lot farther.
Well, you would be centered and you would have the whole thing in context. Nobody's dying here and I have a statement to make and by golly, I'm going to make that statement, but I'm going to do it without harming me. It really isn't about empowering the other person. It's about how much you disempower you. And that's harmful to any individual. So if you say, this is not about either or, they win or I lose or vice versa. This is about staying in the center, making my, taking my stand, finding outlets for my voice to be heard. And I'm absolutely committed to that, but I am not committed to going to war about it. Takes two for war, my dear, but only one for peace. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I understand. I understand. And I'm gonna try very hard to take this path and make this thing less of a tougher experience on myself.
Well, I would love, and I applaud you because you were courageous in letting me talk to you this bluntly. And, you know, we all go through this. We all have to try to figure it out and then understand that raising our blood pressure at that level, how it really impacts our lives, is just not worth it. But I'm reminded of something that Thomas Edison said that we can all take to heart today. And what he said is, I haven't failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work. You know, so...
Yeah, exactly.
In dealing with this conundrum, baby, you are finding 10,000 ways that won't work, but don't give up. That phone is going to end up being your friend, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You were wonderful. Thank you for calling. Thank you for letting us explore this with you and letting it be helpful to everybody who's listening.
Could I call you back at one point and tell you the eventual outcome of this sometime?
Would you please? Because I want to know.
Yeah, I'll let you know once it gets settled. I'll let you know, and I
want to see those new shoes on your feet. So.
I'll call you back and let you know the end results, Miss. But thank you so much for helping me.
I appreciate it. Take good care, hon. Bye bye.
You take good care. I thank you. Bye bye.
Well, that's kind of a tough situation to deal with, and I applaud him for calling and talking about it, because it can really be an irritating thing, because in a way, it's a relationship with the insurance company.
Yeah.
And I went out of there.
Get me out. And that kind of leads us into what we would like to spend a couple minutes on today also. And that is creating the relationship you want. Is it too late for Rick and the insurance company? We're hoping not.
And there certainly have been times in my life when I thought, well, just forget it.
It's absolutely true. But, you know, we hear so much about how relationships are so much work and they're so hard. And I disagree with that as the core. It doesn't mean we don't have that experience, but I don't think relationships are by nature designed to be hard. The reason that we, I think, experience them as hard or difficult is because all relationships that we have outside of ourselves with others are at their core based on the relationship that we have with ourselves. So that is the mirror, that the idea that when we're close, especially in intimate, you know, close personal relationships, unlike the insurance company, but close personal relationships, we will use it as a mirror and we'll play out a lot of our issues with ourselves. And so whether we're working on a relationship that we already have that isn't working out so great, or that elusive relationship that we've been searching for seemingly forever, that seems to be staying out there amorphous in the ethers, whatever way it is, there are a few basic things that apply to any part of this equation of is creating the relationship that we want. Is it too late? By the way, it's never too late. So we can create a relationship if we just pay attention stronger, better, and bring one into our lives that isn't just based on where we've already been, but the parts we haven't yet and want to experience, haven't experienced them yet, but want to experience. So I think one of the first things is to be aware we have to become what we want to manifest. So I can't just say I want to have this great loving relationship and then be unloving in the way I conduct my life, including unloving in the way I treat myself. So I think, John, one of the first things we have to pay attention to is to want a relationship just because we want to, not because it's going to do something for us or empower us some way or reflect us in some way. I think we need to want a relationship just because we want to, and not because we're trying to compensate for some kind of a perceived lack within ourselves.
Well, I can certainly identify with that, because for so many years I was searching for a relationship, and I got in some, and what I found was I was attracted to really strong, outgoing women, and not knowing at that time that I was really trying to compensate for my feeling of not being strong or not being interesting or good enough. So I look for someone outside of me to make up for what I lacked. Now, this was not a rational thought on my mind at the time, but that certainly was my experience. And of course, I found it didn't work very well because it wasn't long before I felt even less strong and confident in these relationships. So I found that I had to take me out of the need for someone else to complete me, to recognize that I'm complete in and of myself. It's like Pink, you know, don't you ever think you're less than perfect? Mm-hmm. Because you're never less than perfect. But I found that I didn't need somebody in my life. It wasn't a requirement for me, for my well-being. Not saying I wouldn't like one, but I took the desperation out of it. And I got so that I really enjoyed being with me.
That's so perfect because it is the bottom line. And I'm also glad that you decided to expand beyond just you and make room for me 30 some years ago. So
well, I'm pretty happy about that, too.
Great. You know, we have a caller. We have Anne on the line from Hawaii. Hi, Anne.
Hi.
Tell me what's on your mind today. I'm great. How are you?
I'm good.
You're hanging in, huh?
I did a workshop with you about 10 years ago here.
Wow. How good to hear from you then.
Yeah. And so I have two things on my mind, two kind of big things.
Well,
I've gone through a breakup, so I'm really wanting, which I thought a relationship that I thought was going to be pretty long-lasting, and it all just fell apart in a matter of a couple months. So there's that. There's a relationship that I'm like, oh, that didn't work. And also the work that I'm doing, I'm so bored and tired of it, and I'm wanting to do a more creative work, and I guess I'm just kind of chicken to get going on it. So,
got it. Okay. I think this is great. And do you have just a minute? We have to take a break, but then when I come back, I'll be able to talk to you at length. Can I keep you on hold for just a couple more minutes?
Yes. Thank you.
That's perfect. You're listening to The Sandy Brewer Show. Give us a call, 800-930-2819. We will be right back with Anne.
If you are looking for a book that will inspire you, one that will help you smooth out those bumps in the road of your life, one that will give you practical tools for meeting everyday life challenges, then you'll want to get your own copy of Sandy Brewer's award-winning memoir, Pursuit of Light. It is so compelling, you won't want to put it down. Order today and get a free gift of her audio series, 6 Steps to Mastering the Art of Healing, by placing your order today at sandybrewer.com.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up, that helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
As anyone who has experienced cancer knows, it's a tough journey. If your loved ones are dealing with cancer, please give yourself the gift of learning about the leading-edge information and support programs offered by Vital Options, a nonprofit cancer communications organization that provides extensive information to support patients and families to better understand treatment options as well as other issues that impact anyone touched by cancer. We urge you to take advantage of this valuable resource by going to vitaloptions.org.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes you fighter. Puts the fever higher. Doesn't mean I'm over, 'cause you're gone. What doesn't kill you makes you
stronger. Hi, this is Sandy. Welcome back to the Sandy Brewer Show. Give us a call, 800-930-2819. And right now we have Ann on the line. Hi, Ann. You still there?
Yes, I am.
Perfect. So thank you for waiting for while we went through the break. I think I'd like to start with the breakup, because the job thing is oddly enough going to be easier than the breakup. So tell me how long you were with this other person.
3 years.
And did you just give me the real Reader's Digest version of what happened that caused the breakup?
Well, we pretty much lived in the moment for 3 years and had a lot of fun and a pretty good time. And, you know, there were kind of some problems and we probably didn't really deal with them. And then everything just kind of blew up and he was, I think, you know, abusing a marijuana, basically.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And also he just kind of started displaying this really manic behavior and really weird behavior and crazy behavior and then just being kind of obnoxious and losing friends and
So are you the one who ended it, or did he, or was it mutual?
Well, I mean, I'm the one that just said I can't do this, you know. I couldn't do it. I didn't know what to do to help him, and I mean the way I saw it, help him, and I couldn't handle his behavior, and I really didn't know what to do about it. So I just said, I can't do this.
You know? The thing that you chose there, my dear, is that place that actually is essential. When in any kind of a relationship, I have a zero tolerance on physical, but when things get to be more tenuous as far as emotional abuse or collapsing into the Bickersons or, you know, feeling put down too often or feeling that the situation is just out of any kind of control, then the ability to set a boundary is absolutely essential. And the boundary, oddly enough, isn't about the other person. The boundary that you set, like with him, by saying, I can't do this anymore, it seems like you're setting a boundary with him, but you're actually setting a boundary with you. Because remember when, if you were listening, if you were able to pick up the show, when I started, we said that it's relationships are about our relationship with ourself, and that we have to become what we want to manifest. So it doesn't mean that we don't have human emotions of sorrow and grief and frustration and anger and whatever else is involved in that big broiling pot. But the bottom line is being true to yourself. Shakespeare said it the most beautifully. It's to thine own self be true. The whole quote that most people miss is to thine own self be true, and it must follow as the night the day. Thou canst not then be false to any man. So when I am true to myself, I won't end up manipulating or lying to somebody else just to try to, or trying to control somebody else just to try to keep something alive that I'm afraid not to have. So your strength in being able to set the boundary, my dear, while you may not have seen it initially as strength, is something for you to recognize and embrace, respect and honor, because the place that you say that's not okay and I can't do this and I'm not here just to fight with you about it, I just can't keep treating, letting myself be in a situation like this, because what I really wanted to say was treating myself that way. Because when we let somebody else put us down, when we let somebody else be really aggressively erratic with us, what we're doing is allowing ourselves to be treated that way. Do you understand?
Yes.
So I really want, it's not that I don't want you to pretend you don't feel sorrow or maybe loneliness or anything else, but I want you to also be building you from an affirmative place that's very real and very tangible, and you need to respect you at that level. That the fact that this came forward, that it really couldn't sustain the test of time, while a loss in the moment, to let yourself be squelched by it would have been you not loving you. And so in this process of you look at this and say, what wisdom did I get from it? So tell me, honey, what wisdom did you get from it?
I'm trying to figure that out. Why I didn't see this coming, and even if I had, I don't know if I could have stopped anything. And I guess I just fall in love and I'm kind of blind to people's.
Well, if you use what you're saying, honey, if you use what you're saying, like that place which so many people experience, I fall in love, and then what I think happens, I know from my earlier days, what I would do is just kind of make excuses. Do you know, and sort of be the glue, but make excuses for the other person and keep those blinders or rose colored glasses on because I didn't want to see what I could see. And then it would end up into a place where you can't keep the blinders on. So what if you said here, I want to look and see where I've been making trades, because that would be the truth here. Where I've been making trades. Trades, T-R-A-D-E-S, where I've been trading a piece of myself in order to have a relationship. Where have I been making a trade because I was too afraid? I hadn't accepted myself sufficiently that I could have the whole enchilada. I haven't valued myself sufficiently that I could think in terms of finding someone that isn't going to match me in my fear and insecurity, but who will match me in my intention for love, my intention for kindness, my intention for honesty, and my intention for truth. So it's like, here's a great opportunity to look not with regret and not with judgment, but look and be able to say, will I do this in a new way now, and quit trying to, once I get that first little peak of interest and start a relationship, that I plunge into this place like living in a treehouse, you know, where I'm not going to deal with reality. That just takes you to a place where you are getting stuck in an old, very, you know, subtle, perhaps to you, place of insecurity and not having sufficient self-worth. And so you're going for familiar and trying to mold this person into who you want him to be, instead of being able to see what is and understand that it's not a reflection of you, but to trust you. You know, oddly enough, this so fits in and with the same kind of basic premise with your job. Henry Miller said a great thing. He said, most people jump into the pond with a life preserver, and it's the life preserver that will kill you. Do you see? So it's like you go into a relationship and you get a little bit of the sense of familiar. And of course, now you're not alone and you're not in pain and you're not aching and you're feeling good about being loved and loving. And then it just gets familiar and you keep wanting to keep that familiar thing, which is technically or metaphorically a life raft wrapped around you, or, you know, that you're holding on to that. And that's the very thing that's going to sink you. Do you see?
Yeah.
Because it's of fear of trusting yourself enough, building yourself enough, caring about you enough that you can absolutely stay clear on I am so worth my own effort. And the only part I'm truly interested in life is, and in relationships, the only thing I'm truly interested in is the part I haven't yet done. Do you see? So you've already done.
Haven't yet done.
You've already done the circular thing. You've already done the place of making personal trades in order to stay with the illusion of safety and drowning in the middle of the pond anyway, right? You've already done those things that aren't going to work. But what I don't believe you've done yet, honey, is take that plunge into the deep end of the pool and trust that you know how to swim. That if it doesn't, that you're not dependent on somebody else to carry you or something else to carry you. That if where you are in the moment really doesn't meet what your personal needs are and your personal desires are, that you lift yourself up to accept, and the acceptance is the key word, that I am so worth my own effort. And that I am not here just to recycle where I've been, but to create a new day. And honey, the way we create a new day is to respond to a given set of circumstances in a new way today. That's how the tomorrow ends up being different than yesterday. And here's your great opportunity to not judge yourself, but understand that in this kind of personal evolution, it takes what it takes. But now you're taking the blinders off of your eyes and you're letting you see what you can see. And when you start to get scared, you have to remember, hey, at some part of my consciousness, at some part of my spirit, I truly already know how to swim. I have to remember that. How do you feel about what I'm saying to you?
That sounds great. And my question comes to mind, like in practical terms, how do I live that out in my daily life?
In practical terms, it's understanding that everything is a choice. And when you start to make choices, there are things you can do. You need to meditate, exercise more. It'll just relieve anxiety and stress if you do that. If you just keep remembering, what is your greater goal? What's your greater goal for you? Is your greatest goal to have a relationship, or is your greater goal to know peace, to know love that doesn't change? Is your greater goal to know this place where deep inside of your own being, you might be lonely, but you cannot be alone? That's a transformational moment. So it's always being able to say, what's my greatest goal? Let me bring everything underneath the heading of my greatest goal. And does this fit? When I'm with this person, am I able to remember, feel peace, to remember peace, to be drawn toward this idea of truth greater than circumstance? Do you see?
Yeah, that sounds very good.
And so I know that's just the beginning, but you know, we're going to do a part two next week on this, and I'm going to give 1, 2, 3, 4s. So, you know, step one, step two, step three, step four.
Okay.
So be sure to tune in, and we have to take a quick break, but Anne, you stay on the line because we want to get your address. And I am so grateful that you called, and really, really grateful to speak with you again. Take good care.
Okay.
You're listening to the Sandy Brewer Show. We'll be right back.
Would you welcome an inspiring, positive, and uplifting message coming to you each week? Messages that will energize and support you as you go about your day? I do, and I hope you will too. Act today and bring a smile to your face and a lift in your step as you receive your free inspirational thought for the week. Simply ask for them by going to sandybrewer.com. Hey, and while you're there, learn more about Sandy's award-winning memoir, Pursuit of Light. Be inspired and pass it on as you get your free thought for the week at sandybrewer.com.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up, that helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I invite you to come on into the reading room and pick up a book that you'll love. It's Sandy's award-winning memoir, Pursuit of Light, An Extraordinary Journey. You'll find this book hard to put down as Sandy shares a gripping story of her journey from childhood trauma to the empowered woman she is today. And like so many others, you'll find it to be one of the most inspirational books you've ever read. You'll love that it's filled with practical tools and ideas you can use to bring greater light and joy into your life. Get your copy by placing your order today at sandybrewer.com.
Welcome back to the Sandy Brewer Show. It's going to be a good life. It's our job to keep reaching for that concept, that idea that there is always a light greater than whatever darkness we may be seeing. And when we don't see the darkness, to just with such gratitude embrace that we can truly feel the goodness of this day and the possibilities of this day and the possibilities within us. And like when we were talking to Anne just from Hawaii just a few minutes ago, to think in terms of when we get scared and we're afraid to take a chance, whether it's a job, whether it's a new relationship, whether it's ending a relationship that really is harmful to us, and we need to allow ourselves to do that, this idea that I already know how to swim. I can hold my nose, jump into the deep end of the pool because I already know how to swim. To my mind, most things on this planet are a metaphor for a greater truth. And one of the visuals that has always been impactful for me in my journey is to remember the snake, that when a snake sheds its skin, The new skin is already in place. When we are ready to take that next step, to take the reach out for that transformational moment that allows us to shed the past, to shed the places of old identities and old mindsets that we no longer need to have as a part of us, that the new skin, the new way to travel through this possibility for ourselves, it's already in place. The thing that we have to do is to trust it and to know that we're worth our own effort. And another thing that I've learned so thoroughly through the years is that if I wait until I'm not at any more, even a little bit apprehensive, I'm not going to do anything. So fear is part of the facing that little fear, facing that little anxiety is part of the journey. But it's not the thing that stops us. Remembering that we are already fully prepared underneath the surface to take this step and trusting that truth. What do you think, John?
Well, I'm reminded of the old saying, if we waited for every light to turn green before we went downtown, we'd never leave the house. So,
I never heard that old saying.
I'm just filled with those.
But I'm liking it.
So we just have to start and move one step in front of the other.
We absolutely do.
We have an email.
Okay.
Yeah. We're going to the other side of the country. We're going to New York.
Okay.
And Michael says, hi, Sandy. I do have this problem with relationships. I really want to have a long-term relationship. However, when I start in to get one, potentially, I feel scared and overwhelmed because it feels like I'm losing myself or that it's just more trouble than it's worth. Can you help me with that?
Yes, Michael, hopefully I can. Initially at first blush, it looks like Michael is almost saying two things, John, that he's scared and overwhelmed. And then the other one is, it's just too much trouble. It's too much work. But I think that the only reason he goes to it's just more trouble than it's worth is because that's a symptom based on he hasn't been able yet to look at why does a relationship mean to him that he's losing himself? What kind of old program? Because when we get into these core level issues, there's always an old program. And I never like it when it sounds too psychological, but every once in a while it is. So when we get into these old programs, and remember, old programs are early ways that we learn to identify himself. So somehow, some way, Michael, if you're listening or when you hear this program, I believe that you got into a situation in which you felt you had to carry somebody. And intuitively, my feeling is it was probably your mother, but that you had to carry somebody, that you felt sensitive to somebody else's pain or somebody else's challenge, and that you had to take care of that person. And it would have been when you were probably 4, 5, or 6. It would have been at that age. That's what I'm picking up. So that you got into this place where you were trying to carry, if your mom was sad or unhappy or whatever, somebody else, or please somebody else so you wouldn't lose anything from whoever the mother figure was. That's what I believe is going on here. And so to this day, when you try to get into a relationship, even though you want one, that old place of overwhelm gets activated because you are losing yourself the way a 4-year-old boy, a 5-year-old boy would have lost himself in trying to be responsible emotionally or subjectively to make sure that the most significant female person in his life was okay or was not hurting and would not abandon you. So that creates, even if you have looked at that through therapy, that's a great thing. But there's still a neurological connector, from what I feel with this, that takes you back to that anxiety. So every time you start to get close with someone, instead of just enjoying it in today's world as the man that you are, the brain cross-references, and before you know it, you're back to that child who has to take care of a grown person, or has to make sure that the grown person will not leave. So I hope that that's helpful to you. John, what do you think?
Well, I think it's a great start, and I certainly wish him well. I know that I've been in the place where I've gotten scared too.
And look at this, Michael. John got over it.
Hey, yeah, believe it or not.
Anyway, John, Michael, don't hesitate to send me another email. This is just a beginning. We'll also send you a book. And know that we hold the very, very best for you. I know you can get past this. It's just understanding what the pathway is to let yourself do that.
Absolutely. In fact, if you'd send us your address, we'll get that to you right away, Michael. Thank you. Okay. Thanks for joining us today on the Sandy Brewer Show. As always, we're about taking your calls as Sandy gets to the heart of what matters in your life. And please know that our mics are always open. No subject is off limits. So next week, turn on and tune in to listen to the continuing a program of relationships. We're going to have some really great information for you. The Sandy Brewer Show airs every Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m. Pacific, 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the web at Transformation Talk Radio, and at 12:30 a.m. WBLQ in Westerly, Rhode Island. We invite you to sign up to receive your free inspirational thought for the week by going to sandybrewer.com. You'll enjoy receiving them, and please know that we respect your privacy and never share your email information with anyone. A special thanks to our fantastic engineers, Chris and Brian, for the help today, and may you all have a fantastic week.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in your brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio. A higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.